Mrs. Watson thinks you burglarized her house.
Two teen brothers.
What was taken?
Mostly jewelry. One of the things that they did take was about 250 Vicodin.
And one mother.
Some of the boxes that were missing from her house were found at your house.
Who looked the other way.
You knew that they were dirty. They're gonna wind up behind bars, both of them. And it's gonna be your fault.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Judith Watson is suing her neighbor, Kathy Jeffrey, for the value of items burglarized from her home. Judith is alleging Kathy's teenage sons are the thieves.
Order. All rise. You know, it's case number 209 on the calendar in the matter of Watson versus Jeffrey.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Judge Parr has been sworn in. You may be seated.
I really shouldn't scowl because I've actually watched myself when I scowl, and it's not pretty. I said to myself, we're not going to scowl anymore. Oh. From now on, we're just going to keep my head up with a big smile on it, maybe. Mrs. Watson is your neighbor, is that right?
Yes.
Mrs. Watson thinks you burglarized her house. And she thinks that you burglarized her house because some of the boxes that were missing from her house were found at your house.
There were none that the police have found at our house.
Your mother found them, not the police.
I was not aware of my mom finding them.
She did.
Well, I never saw them, so we didn't rob her house or anything, so honestly,
tell me your first name.
My name is James.
James. How old are you, James?
14.
And you?
Adam, 15.
All right. Let's start with Adam. Have you ever been suspended from high school, Adam?
Yes.
How many times?
I'm not sure. A lot.
Well, you're not sure. It would have to be more than 3 times, right?
Yes.
For what?
Back-talking teachers, stuff like that in class.
And when was the last time the police spoke to you? Not about this case.
A week.
What did they talk to you about, Adam?
Someone throwing a firework into someone's house.
And they thought that you were involved with that?
Yes.
Were you?
No.
There was a group of kids.
You brought them here. If you didn't bring them here, then I couldn't have asked them questions. Do you understand? Then I wouldn't have had their background. You got it?
Mm-hmm.
You have custody of them, right?
Yes, I do.
Your choice.
Mm-hmm.
So you were innocent of the firecracker?
Yes.
Now let's go back a little further, Adam. Not this case. What were the police mistaken about before with you?
Before this case? Mm-hmm. I don't think anything.
Did they ever speak to you before this case?
About this case or
no.
Just yes, yeah.
About what?
They usually do on the streets. We just.
Why do you think that would happen, Adam? Why do you think the police want to pick on you?
I wouldn't say they were trying to pick on us. Just.
Well, check. If you haven't done anything wrong and the police are hassling you on the street, it would seem to me the police wanted to pick on you, Adam.
They just talk to us, say how we're doing.
And you, James, suspensions?
Probably more than 20.
For what?
Back-talking teachers, getting in fights, ditching school.
And what do you do when you ditch school, James?
Just go hang out with friends that are already out of school that would go, like, to a charter school or something. They get out early.
Ever hang around somebody else's house when they're not home?
Yeah.
How many times have you done that?
Probably just once or twice, waiting for them to come home.
How do you get in?
Oh, like rob house? We've never robbed them.
No, I said, first of all, you don't rob a house. You burglarize a house. You stay in school, you'll understand the difference. What I said to you was, did you ever hang out in a house where nobody else was home?
Oh, no.
No. When was your house burglarized, Miss Watson?
April 18th.
And what was taken?
Mostly jewelry.
How long have you lived in your current house?
16 years.
And how long has Miss Jeffrey and her family been living in your neighborhood?
Oh, less than a year.
House ever been burglarized before?
Never.
On April 18th, did you see young Master Adam and Master James?
Yes, I did. They were out on their driveway, sometimes in my yard.
What were they doing?
They were just hanging out, smoking.
Who was smoking?
The boys.
Both of them?
Yes, they both smoke. I've seen them numerous times smoking outside on their driveway and...
Not healthy.
I smoke. It's not healthy. No, I know that. I tell them not to. I don't want them to.
Great. In what city do you live?
Elk Grove.
California?
Yeah, California.
How much is a pack of cigarettes?
Very expensive.
No, I asked you, how much is a pack of cigarettes?
Mine is $6.
What kind of work do you do?
Work around the house.
Oh. Work for money.
Oh.
In commerce. Work. Nothing.
Oh.
Where do you get money for cigarettes?
Friends get cigarettes.
Where do you get money for cigarettes?
I don't buy cigarettes.
Where do you get the cigarettes from?
There's people, you ask.
People? What about you?
I smoke.
I know. Where do you get the money from?
I'll do house around the house and earn money from my mom. And
you earn money from your mother?
Yeah, for doing chores.
And you buy cigarettes with that money?
No, not most of the time.
Well, where do you get the cigarettes from?
Usually we'll buy them from the store or ask someone on the streets to buy them for us.
This has been going on for a long time. Lots of people have been doing that. They ask me, I won't do it. They won't ask me, and I won't do it for young kids either.
Mm-hmm. By the way, what time did you see them on April 18th?
Oh, it was about 5:30. Went out to dinner with my friend.
5:30 p.m.?
Correct.
And what time did you return home?
About 8:30.
Is that when you discovered your house had been burglarized?
Yes, it was.
On what date did you, because I read your papers, on what date did you speak to Miss Jeffrey?
Not until 2 weeks later. I believe it was May 2nd.
Did you make a police report, by the way, of the burglary?
Oh, yes.
I'd like to take a look at
it. That very night.
I'd like to take a look. Thank you.
One of the things that they did take out of my home that I thought was quite dangerous was about 250 Vicodin that I had for pain relief that I have to use.
Well, the right person would know how to unload those.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Why don't you put on your listening ears? They're going to wind up behind bars, both of them. And it's going to be your fault.
No, it's not.
It's going to be your fault. Oh, yes, Miss Jeffrey, it's going to be your fault.
And later today...
He said as a friend, he would be able to get me a gun safe and a gun scope for my Mossberg 12-gauge shotgun and a Smith & Wesson 22 rifle.
And you never received it?
Mm-hmm.
It's not an answer. Yes is the answer.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Judith Watson claims neighbors 15-year-old Adam Jeffrey and his 14-year-old brother James burglarized her home. The boys are denying the charge.
Mrs. Jeffrey, I want you to listen to me very carefully.
Mm-hmm.
How many iPods did you turn over to Miss Watson?
I didn't turn any iPods over to Miss Watson. I showed some iPods to Miss Watson.
How many?
Three.
You're asking me. I wasn't there, Miss Jeffrey.
No, I realize that.
I wasn't there. Was it three iPods or more than three iPods, Miss Jeffrey?
Three.
Three iPods. Now, Miss Jeffrey came to you, had a discussion with you about the place being burglarized. You went back into the house and brought out some items to show her. According to you, one of the things that kinds of items you showed her were three iPods. Mm-hmm. That's what you say.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you bring out three iPods mm-hmm. to show to Miss Watson, who had just reported a burglary to you? What would prompt you to bring out three iPods to show her?
I just showed her, asked her if any of these were the items that she was missing.
And when you asked her if any of these were the items that she was missing, she said no.
Mm-hmm.
Correct?
Correct.
I have children.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody came to me, and I brought out three items that I knew didn't belong to my boys because they don't work, and I didn't buy it for them. Then I would say to myself, something is rotten in Denmark. You don't like your mother getting beat up? Jump! I'm not speaking to you. I'm speaking to you. Do you understand where we're going?
Yeah.
You got where we're going?
Yes.
Now, Miss Watson said to you, no, those are not my iPods. She could have just as easily said, yes, three of those are mine, two of those are mine, and you would have turned them over to her
mm-hmm.
because you knew they didn't belong to them, right?
Correct.
Then you showed her something else.
What else did you show her?
I showed her a boombox.
A boombox. Describe
CD
it to me.
CD player.
Just a second. CD Describe player. It to me. How big was it? Show me with your hands.
About that big.
And when you showed it to her, you knew that it did not belong to your sons, correct?
Correct.
You had not purchased it.
Correct.
They have no money because they don't do anything. They don't correct. Even go to school.
Correct. No. Yeah. I'm not going there. No. Okay. This is the second time I've met Mrs. Watson.
I don't care. We're going to figure this out because otherwise I'm not the last judge that either one of these paskunyaks are going to stand in front of. And you keep making excuses for them.
I don't make excuses for
sure
them.
Sure you
I
did.
Have a lot
sure
of
you did.
I have
did
a lot of kids that come in and out of
just,
my house.
Just a second. When young people burglarize somebody else's house, they usually have company. And when you get suspended from school and you have nothing else to do because you don't do your homework, that's what happens to them. They get into trouble. She identified the boombox as hers.
She said it was.
That's all I'm asking. She said yes. And you gave it to her.
I gave it
just
to her.
Just answer my questions.
I believed her and I
just
gave it to
her. Just one second.
Yes.
She said the iPods weren't hers.
Correct.
Three of them.
Correct.
You knew they weren't your sons, so that you would have given them to her if she said to you, those are mine, because you know they didn't belong to them. She said, no, those aren't mine.
Correct.
Those aren't mine. Then you showed her another music thing, and she said, oh, that is mine, and you gave it to her. What else
correct.
Did you show her other than the music box? Did you show her a jewelry box?
There was no jewelry box.
Did you show her anything that houses jewelry?
A box that you get with a present, if someone gives you a present, was in that. It was
a
not
jewelry
a jewelry box. It's not a jewelry
box.
It's a box that you purchased.
Is that what you gave her?
Yes.
That's a jewelry box.
No, it's not.
Just
that's
a,
what you give someone.
That's a jewelry
as a
box.
But it's not.
Okay. I'm speaking. Why don't you put on your listening ears? They're going to wind up behind bars, both of them. And it's going to be your fault.
No, it's not.
It's going to be your fault. Oh, yes, my dear, Miss Jeffrey, it's going to be your fault. Because you found those two things?
Mm-hmm.
Where did you find them? Look at me. Where in your house?
I haven't stopped looking at you because
where in your house did you find them?
I feel that this woman right
here. Where in your house did you find them?
In the room. In a
room. What room?
We have a playroom.
What room?
A playroom. We have an extra room for the kids that they can go into and hang out in there, watch TV. Play games,
just a second.
Video games.
Do you like your mother getting beat up?
No.
Do you?
No.
You know why she's getting beat up?
No.
I'm going to tell you why. Because she's making excuses for how stolen property wound up in your house.
Excuse
and
me.
And I, hey, quiet.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And later today.
The safe itself is still at Dean's safe, the place where I was going to purchase it from.
What do you mean you were going to purchase it from? Mr. Small, be careful. I'm gonna call, check on everything that you say to me, sir.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Judith Watson claims neighbors 15-year-old Adam Jeffrey and his 14-year-old brother James burglarized her home. The boys are denying the charge.
And I don't think that your mother stole it. So I think either you stole it or your friend stole it. Or you fenced it, but that's why your mother's getting beat up.
Excuse
yes,
me, they
I'm not speaking to you. I'm not speaking to you. You had a choice whether to bring them here today. That was your choice. I didn't ask
exactly,
you to.
Because I want
I didn't ask you to. And I have to make a judgment because when most houses are burglarized, they're not burglarized with a camera going to make sure who does it is caught. In this case, you knew that they were dirty. You knew that they had property in the house, probably in their room, which you're not going to tell me, that didn't belong to them and didn't belong to you. So then when she came to your house and she said, my house was burglarized and I'm missing a few things, in order to prevent any more trouble, you took out some of the things.
No, that's
maybe
not
all
true.
Of it you saw and said, are any of these things yours? They don't belong to my sons and they don't belong to me.
I did not say that. I did not say that. And they were not stolen. There are kids that come over. She knows that there are lots of kids that come over to my house and stay at our house, play basketball. She asked me to move the basketball court over to the other side, which I did immediately.
Did you give her those items?
What
items? I don't care. Listen to me. Did you give her the boombox back?
Yes, I did.
Did you give her the jewelry boxes back?
Yes, I did.
Because she said they were hers.
That's right.
Did you take out other things that you knew did not belong to your sons?
I asked her if they were. Yes, correct. And they belong to someone.
All right, you're going to have a good time on visiting day. Every other Thursday.
No, I'm
traveling
not
and
let
signing
her
in.
Do this.
Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $5,000. That's
oh
all.
My
step
God.
Out.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
I hope these boys take heed.
Yes, I do know that they do things.
So I wouldn't like to see them wind up in jail.
And I know they are teenagers.
If she doesn't get a hold of these kids,
and I know there are times that I don't even like them myself,
they're going to just be awful.
And now the next case.
All parties in the matter of Lulley versus Small. Step forward.
19-year-old Andrea Lulley is suing her former friend, 22-year-old Matt Small, for the return of money she paid for a gun safe and rifle scope.
Miss Lulley, where do you come from?
I live in Simi Valley, California.
And you, sir?
Same place, Simi Valley, California.
And you have weapons?
Yes.
How many?
Two.
What kind?
A Mossberg 12-gauge shotgun and a Smith & Wesson 22 rifle.
From whom did you purchase them?
I purchased them through Greta's Firearm Sales and Training, where Matt rang me up for them.
Where he worked?
Yes.
And then there came a time, sometime in April of this year, that you put an order in for two other items, correct?
What it was I actually, when we were handling the transaction for the guns, he said as a friend, he would be able to get me a gun safe and a gun scope for my rifles and my shotgun.
What do you mean as a friend?
Because he worked at Greta's, he said he could get me a cheaper price.
He wasn't your friend, you just knew him from the store, correct?
No, he was my friend from past, yes.
Oh, interesting. Okay, very good. So you gave him money for the scope and the safe, is that correct? And that totaled $430.
Correct, ma'am.
And you never received it?
Correct.
Where is the safe and the scope?
The scope is in my possession at my house right now. It's a red dot, not a scope. And the safe itself is still at Dean's Safe, the place where I was going to purchase it from.
What do you mean you were going to purchase it from? Did you actually purchase it, Mr. Small? Be careful. I'm going to call, check on everything that you say to me, sir.
I got nothing to
hide. Did you purchase it?
Yes, Dean's Safe has the money.
And it's in your name?
The safe itself? No, the safe is not my name.
Well, why didn't you pick up the safe?
Because at that time, Andy wanted her money back for, I guess she didn't want the safe anymore or red dots. She wanted the money back for rent.
No, that's not true.
No, just a second. Hold on. All I'm asking you is if I call up the safe company, are they going to tell me that you can come and pick up the safe at any time?
Yes.
Perfect. And the scope you have in your possession?
It's the red dot site, yes. Yeah.
And it's new?
It is.
Fine. So she can have these items within 72 hours?
She can have the red dot site whenever she wants. The safe itself, I made her aware that at the end of the month when we were talking, that they were going to be having a dent and scratch sale over at the place itself. And I asked her if she would like to wait for me to get her a better deal towards the end of the month on the safe. She did say yes on the cell phone.
All I want to know from you is, will you have the safe for her within 72 hours?
Probably not going to happen, no.
Why?
The reason being is because the safe itself that she wanted, I was getting a deal from the buddy over at the safe company itself with the red dot itself. She wants the money back. I took a loss on the red dot. The safe itself, I'm still to this day trying to get my money back from them.
How is my money?
Well, that's not her problem. She's paid for it already.
Sure.
Fine.
Judge Judy continues. Are you the victim of a scam? Go to judgejudy.com or call 1-888-800-JUDY.
How much was the safe?
The safe itself that she wanted was, I believe, $200.
Now, how much did she give you for the safe?
The safe itself, she gave me $350, she says.
Is that correct?
Yes, it is correct.
Okay, so the scope you're going to give her tomorrow?
Sure.
Great. And you go fight with the people at the safe company because she gets her $350 back from you. You go fight with them. Now, you have a countersuit for property damage plus punitive damages for harassment.
Yes, ma'am.
You say that she came to your house with a boyfriend, husband, I don't know who it was, and they knocked on your door, they damaged your screen door, and they harassed you.
Yes, ma'am.
Did you file a police report?
I called up a police officer.
Did you file a police report?
No, we called the police
just
on you.
Just a second. Did you file a police report?
Nope.
Well, if you file a police report, sir, you can come back. Once you've harassed the police, you can harass me. Meanwhile, I'm dismissing your counterclaim.
They told
you
me
owe
it was
her
a civil
let's
suit.
Just be very quiet. You owe her $350 for the safe. And within 72 hours, you ought to deliver to her the scope.
Sure.
Clear?
Yes,
Thank
ma'am.
You. That's all.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Okay.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
Trying to help a friend out. It looked like she was in a bind.
I love to shoot. I like going to ranges.
Only way she had money was through me.
I needed a safe and a scope for my guns.
I got kind of into the stick.
And didn't get it.
Don't get anything for friends, you know? You got to look out for yourself, number one.
I will never lend or trust any friends with money ever again. That's for sure.